Chapter 2, Terms of Engagement. Grant was happy to have the pizzas, but not gentle soul. Hadn't I dropped him off already for someone else's concern? But he knows when to be quiet when something is important to me, and this was important to me. I don't know why, but I knew it was up to me to get gentle soul back to his home. Grant went out to his building to eat his pizza, and I brought our two dogs outside to play with gentle soul. A little bit later, Grant came to tell me that he was going to get some hay in town so he could make Gentle Soul a nice bed for the night. Underneath this, there's a picture. It shows a man putting together a very simple shelter that's going to be where Gentle Soul spends the night. When Grant came back, we put styrofoam on the newly laid cement floor and then the hay on top of it. We put boards up with a brown tarp over them to make a comfortable, warm home for Gentle Soul, complete with water and food bowls. When we put him in his new home, he was asleep within minutes. Underneath this is a picture of the makeshift home with the brown tarp over it. There's a couple of wood planks on top of the shelter so that the tarp doesn't blow away. And then in the front part of this makeshift home for Gentle Soul is a ladder so that, of course, the tarp doesn't blow off. But symbolically, it could mean something else, right? And underneath that is a home makes you feel comfortable. I was shocked and horrified the next day when I saw his door open and no gentle soul. He was there early in the morning when I fed and took him for a walk before running errands with Grant and Enid. How did his door get open? Grant said he opened his door before we left to run errands so gentle soul could come and go as he pleased. Come and go as he please. The weather wasn't summer. It was the beginning of Arctic cold spell, and this was serious for a dog to be roaming around the fields in this cold weather. Now, I would never know what happened to him. It's a farm. This is what happens on a farm. If he comes back, he comes back, Grant said in his defense. But this doesn't make sense to me. I am pissed. My blood was boiling over, and I was so mad I took off in the pickup to look for Gentle Soul. No use. I let him down and felt shame and sadness around not helping Gentle Soul get back home. How was he going to find his family now? Grant kept a lookout for him till he stopped working in his workshop late into the night, but no sign of Gentle Soul, so he left the shop open with his home in it just in case. There's a picture. There's a man bending over this work table, and it looks like he's doing something. There are ladders on the side of the building. You can see that it's just a beginning of a building. This is really a shell. This is Grant, and this is where he's working. Underneath the picture, it says, focus takes many forms. And then there's another picture of the same workshop area, but now the man is gone, and there's a close-up of his makeshift work table with a couple of his big coffee mugs. And then it looks like some sort of plastic container with a top on it. And then a vise. And underneath this picture, it says, in the quiet, truth comes.